Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys played a game that was awful to watch. It was actually disgusting to watch. The Drew Lock pick six that got tipped up by Overshawn in return for a touchdown changed everything about the game. The Giants had a chance to win the game. It was a close game at the half. Then Dallas took a big lead. Giants made it reasonably close at the end. But they lost a game in which, in a nutshell, they didn't quit and they competed. And a week ago at this time, while we were sitting here, we were bemoaning that Brian Daboll can lose his job if this gets any uglier than what we saw on that previous Sunday, where it appeared like they didn't show up. And maybe, as you pointed out, Tiki, it was the hangover over the Daniel Jones situation.
Definitely was.
So
it
do
was
you
distracted?
Okay. Do you think that the Giants showing up enough on Thanksgiving is enough to take Coach Daboll and his seat, which was very, very hot?
Yeah.
And lower the temperature just a tad.
I mean, I don't think it was very, very hot. I think it was getting warm. But to me, it's all about how these guys play. And are they playing hard for you? I think the biggest indicator that you've lost a team is when guys just kind of lay down.
Mm-hmm.
They just stop trying. They don't care about what happens on a given play or a drive or a series or whatever it may be. I didn't feel that. It kind of felt like that against Tampa as I was calling the game. Maybe that was just because I was too close to it. I was calling it, and I saw every little detail of what went wrong, and it just felt flat. But I didn't see that against Dallas. On a short week with your now starter quarterback, Tommy DeVito, out, and Drew Lock having to play, it still felt like they fought. You know, and I think that's important. I'm not saying it's going to keep Brian Daboll employed, but I'm just saying I think it's important.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important. I also think, though, that we still have a big, big tomato can hanging here at the end of the season, which is he might have saved it for now. They played hard. That's important. I still think he can't survive going winless at home. So I kind of throw Thanksgiving out. I think that's a big deal to
they
the
have
owner.
Two more chances.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
The Saints this weekend.
And the Ravens. Oh, the Ravens.
Do they also have the Falcons at home?
They're in Atlanta for that game.
I've lost track,
and this is how much it doesn't matter. But the point is,
disappointed in you, Sean.
Right?
I've watched this team, and
that's
watched
where we are at the state of this season.
I watched that game, and I must have rattled off 9 tweets on a lot of Tito's about how much playing hard mattered because I really want Daboll to keep his job, and I think it did, and I think the team's caring. But now you're talking about a team without Dexter Lawrence, Theo Johnson, and not winning a game at home. That might be the one more than anything that. Playing hard matters for one portion. That's another embarrassment that he may not be able to overcome.
I was going to say, it'll be interesting because I was interested to see what the attendance was going to be like 2 weeks ago or before Thanksgiving, the first Tommy DeVito game. And it actually wasn't bad. Now, once it got bad, they just kind of left.
Right.
Yeah.
When it was 30 to nothing, they just kind of filtered their way out. This weekend, it'll be interesting because a lot of kids are starting to get home from school. Right. So, like, AJ's done with school he wants to go to the game this weekend. And so he might go to the game this weekend. So, what's it look like? Or do people just say,
does that matter? John Mara's thinking on keeping or moving
matters,
his head coach?
It matters, I think, from a ownership standpoint, people give a you know what about the team.
Right.
And if they don't, then they just won't show up.
Yeah.
So, if they show up, we'll see. Now, a lot of it will depend on the weather. It's going to be chilly this weekend.
Yeah.
It's December in New York.
They also do have three more games at home, so they have three more opportunities. The Saints, the Ravens, and Indianapolis, week 17. So they've got three more home games. That's funny. So do you... Because I've said for a while, I can't imagine this administration survives 2-15.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, especially after losing to Tampa and losing to Dallas, you kind of look at it and say, wow, they may be on their way to 2-15. That almost seems like the likeliest scenario. So you're saying it's not the 2-15, it's losing every game at home?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal because I think that's prideful to ownership that sits there in an owner's box and watches all his fans go through the turnstiles. And this is not something that any of us have experienced in our lifetime, right? It was, what, 73 or 70, whenever, and they weren't even in the Meadowlands yet. The idea...
Yeah, they went 0 for their home season in 1974, in which their home games were at the Yale Bowl.
Yeah, and it's just hard. Now you're 3 years into regime, and there's a million things we could point to if we really, you know, got microed about this. But tune into one, giant step for those, of why this has gone awry, but to lose every game at home, I'm just putting myself in the owner's shoes. I think that's the one thing that he can't overcome. While saving your job and having the team play hard is one thing, that is another.
And you still want him fired, right, Tommy?
Yeah, I'll take it a step further. I thought Dable's reaction after the Tracy touchdown was so over the top and for the television cameras. Like, give me a break. The defense still let go of the rope in the second half.
Maybe he was just happy for Tyrone Tracy.
And they had a lead! No. Your team just quit and got embarrassed, so you felt like you had to go over the top after a touchdown. To me, it was ridiculous, and it was just a way to show, see, we didn't lose the locker room, we didn't quit, here we go. It was total baloney.
I think that was totally phony. Keep this in mind, because you guys added two things about that touchdown, the opening drive touchdown by Tyrone Tracy. He was also benched to start the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that played a part of it, too. Like, it was only three plays. I don't want to make it as if he was benched forever.
Right, he just didn't start.
He didn't start.
He had established himself as the starter.
Right.
And he just didn't start.
But don't you think that's sort of a benching?
Yeah.
Would you take it as a benching if this was your...
Not really. Benching, to me, is not playing.
Okay.
He's still a fifth-round rookie.
No, you know what I consider that? Coaching. He showed the kid, I believe in you, but you know what?
There's consequences, right?
That's it. There's consequences for keeping on fumbling. And I like that. It's a guy who's still coaching down this. Here's the biggest issue.
He knows that. I'm still loving the fact that you're pissed off he was too happy after the touchdown.
It's so stupid. But I just think when it comes back.
You hate Dable so much.
Did that not come on? That was so over the top.
It was the first time they've had a lead. Since the Seattle game.
And whose fault is that? His. So to be that over the top and that ridiculous, coming off of what they came off of on Sunday and everything the week prior,
you know,
to me that was premeditated.
He's being an example.
Yes.
And if he's got to be an example, he's got to be the example.
Also, over top and, I mean, all your stuff about splitting Soto shares and wanting Tommy DeVito to start.
Well, how does
you are the representation of that.
What does that have to do with anything?
The point is...
That's out of bounds, Joe. That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, you can go out of bounds.
The point
it just has nothing to do with
it. It's hypocritical. I appreciate that the team still fought because you got to remember this. What was every excuse for why Brian Dable was going to get fired going into that game was when the locker room quits, that's what happened to Matthew.
Yeah, no doubt.
Locker room is not quitting on him. Period.
They quit in the second half, though. The defense let go of the rope again.
They were 27-10, and they were a ridiculous Cooper Rush throw away from having the ball
back
in 2 minutes
left. That final score was not indicative of the game. Dallas dominated the game. Dallas stinks. If Dallas was anywhere near good, that game would have been an absolute blowout. You know it. Locke got most of his stuff, and this is not a quarterback thing. We won't make it about
that. They didn't quit, though. They forced back-to-back punts against the Dallas offense.
They still got the ball
to give themselves an opportunity to come back.
They cannot stop the run.
That's not quitting.
And
that's not quitting. Like, I think that while they fell behind by two scores, and I would agree with you, actually three scores, it was 27-10, so technically it was a three-score game. And I agree with you that those numbers were made to look close based on the finish. That's also a sign of not quitting, because they did have themselves like that mini opportunity to come back. Their defense got off the field on back-to-back possessions in the fourth quarter that at least gave themselves an opportunity. So, here's the problem. They didn't quit. If I need to be the judge here to diagnose, the Giants fought on Thanksgiving against the Dallas Cowboys, and I will sit here and give them a golf clap. I have a tough time imagining 2-15 is enough. I stand by that. It's tough to get past, man.
Look at the history. Coaches that have lost, that have only had four wins, they don't make it the next year. The last one was obviously Joe Judge in his last season. It was 4-13. He got fired. McAdoo in the Spagnuolo year, before that, Shurmur going backwards ascending Omer, he was 4-12 in 2019. He got fired. McAdoo was 3-13. He got fired. The only one before that is Jim Fossil. His last season, he was 4-12 in 2003. Now, it's interesting because he was kind of fired before the end of the season. Like, I think it was week 14 or 13. He came and told us, I'm going to coach for the rest of the year, but I'm not going to be here next year type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that led to the, I don't know, the whatever at the end of the year. But you don't win five games, you don't stay as a head coach.
No, especially when it's your third year and it's trending the wrong way.
But the challenge is third. I know it's a third year, but think about this. If Dabbs gets fired after his third season, the Giants will have been 2 years and fired, 2 years and fired, 2 years and fired, 3 years and fired.
Yeah.
That's just, how are you ever establishing what we're trying to call a culture? It just can't happen because you're just starting over too many times.
Okay, but let me ask you this, and this was the synopsis of a point.
And by the way, I don't think it's glaring that there's not one. With Joe Judge, it was glaring that there was distrust, there was hate, there was dysfunction within the team and the coaching staff. Obviously, I mean, they were fighting. The coaches were fighting each other.
yeah, we've heard that.
Pat Shurmur felt the same way. Right. Whether it was just because the staff wasn't right or whatever it was, it didn't. What was the culture? You can't even identify it. McAdoo was felt like a disaster from the very beginning.
So that's my point. Did any of those three guys not deserve to lose their job?
No, they all did.
Exactly. So I get the whole there's been a lot of turnover, but if we look individually at why there was turnover, it's because they hired the wrong people. Mm-hmm. And the people had their opportunity and they failed.
But now you're talking about a guy who did win Coach of the Year, whose locker room has not quit, and basically outside of Wink Martindale walking away, no fist fights are happening
here.
No,
and it's funny you say that. So I got a text message. It was a very drunken text message from a friend of mine who's a diehard Giant fan. And it was so stupid, but then I thought about it, and I was like, I think this makes a lot of sense. Sometimes when you're drunk, like, you actually bring up a good point.
Go ahead.
And I can't find it on my phone, so I'm going to summarize it for you. He basically said, look, they deserve to lose their job. The team sucks. They're going to go 2-15, but I don't trust anybody in management to hire the right guy. They screwed it up with McAdoo. They screwed it up with Shurmur. They screwed it up with Joe Judge. And Brian Daboll at least has given me the inkling of competence. Yeah. So I'd rather give him a fourth year, give him a young quarterback, than trust John Mara and whoever's making the decision to hire the right person, because so far they're 0-3.